Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And it's a happy hump day, Trump day. But not everybody's happy all the time. Sometimes there's things that irritate us. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. And Greg, what do you have that's bugging you?
Well, it's actually a sky traffic alert. Got that earlier accident we mentioned a few minutes ago, talking about Southwest Archer, and it's right there in the 5000 block. That's a little bit west of I-75. Looks like westbound lanes are blocked there, and looks like maybe a couple of vehicles involved. They may be there for a while. Try to avoid that area
sounds,
if you can.
Sounds serious.
Yes,
avoid it if you can. Good morning, Tan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I've had a prescription sent to Walgreens, went to pick it up with my insurance card, and it was $117. So I had it transferred to Walmart, same prescription card for my job, $55. This is the third one I've had transferred to Walmart. It bugs me that Walgreens is charging double, even if you have insurance, then you can go to Walmart and get it for half price. So that's what's bugging me.
Well, yeah, and there's things like GoodRx and other discount cards that you should try to utilize. And yeah, you need to shop around, but sometimes that transferring stuff can turn into a little bit of a mess, but you've done it and it's worked for you. That's great.
Well, sometimes having insurance, they do charge more because they can.
It's such a
it bugs
the
you,
whole thing
it?
Bugs me.
Yes.
Big Mike, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. Well, I tell you, it's been a glorious week hearing the Commander-in-Chief tell my Redskins they need to get it right. What's bugging me is they ain't got it right. So come on, Redskins, let's get this thing back going the right direction. And God bless America. God bless you guys.
Right on. God bless you, Big Mike. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob McGregor. What's bugging me is, while I appreciate DeSantis's opening the books, that sounds a little too close to a study. I want to see action such as elimination of redundant personnel and useless departments. I want to see action because I'm right on the verge with this property tax stuff of having to clock out of Florida. All right, have a good day.
All right, you too. Yeah, we're the governor was here. We'll see. Duda, man, what's bugging you?
Yeah, first off, I need to apologize for the phone fiasco yesterday. But anyway, what I was calling about is since Assad moved to Moscow and there's a power vacuum in Syria, the guy Jolani moved in, he shaved his beard, put on a suit, called himself a moderate. But there is a systemic elimination and killing of the Druze and the Christians in southwest Syria going on right now.
Yeah, and it's not getting a lot of attention. So, at least you brought that up again, and people need to look into that. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. And good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I'm recently in the market for a vehicle. And, of course, you have to pick through a lot of bad ones to find the good ones because right now I can only afford a used car. But what gets me is the absolute dishonesty that I have been struck with. I called Lakeland Toyota, and I said, do you have the car? Because, obviously, not everything that's online is there. Oh, we have the car. I drive 2 hours one way, and nobody can find the key. Really? Are you kidding me? And then I looked at another vehicle. They said, never been in an accident. And this I happened to look at was a van. And I'm like, but there's Bondo behind the door, dude. How did that get there? So, it's just straight dishonesty that bugs me. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah.
It is. I used, I thought Car Gurus is an online tool that's kind of helpful.
Yeah.
Now, that really only helps you get a price and miles and you get an idea. You've got the Carfax, so you can find out if it's been in at least a serious wreck. Somebody, anybody can put Bondo on something and cover it up, whatever. It may or may not be of a serious nature, but the dishonesty and the hiding, and yeah, come on down, we'll take care of you, and then it is nothing close to what they promised, and they lowball the price, and then they add on all these ridiculous, crazy fees, and then they wonder why, you know, people find this whole situation just completely unpleasant. Completely unpleasant. It's like a long-going migraine headache.
Yeah.
And all I can tell you is if you find a you know, a company and a person specifically that, you know, that treats you right, man, stick with them. Tell all your friends about them. Because it is, and Greg shopped for a million cars, only bought like 10,000 of them. But you know, I know you've experienced your headaches with that.
It is frustrating, and I know when I lived in St. Louis, and I'm kind of the same way here. I've got two or three guys at different places that I know I'm going to go, and if they've got what I want, I'm going to buy a car from them. Are they going to make money? Yes. Are they going to gouge me and just send me on my way? No. They're going to take care of me after if I have a problem. Again, that relationship. But yeah, it's the fees and the lack of transparency and honesty. And I've told friends that work in car dealerships, because I've got friends still in the business, like, I don't know how you can even do it, of the things they make you do before somebody can get out the door with a car. It's crazy.
Look, if somebody puts a price on the car and the only other thing you have to pay literally is the tax and the tag.
Well, that's shocking.
Those are the kinds of people that are legit. Now, if they say right up front they have a dealer fee and they tell you right up front exactly what it is, that's
fine.
Okay. That's okay, too, if you're comfortable with that.
But don't hide stuff to the last minute.
Yeah. What that's a great deal this is. And then they come up with, you know, $1,200 or $1,500 worth of fees.
On a good day.
Well, and especially if it's used, because it's like, if I'm paying $40,000 for a, you know, for a new truck and there's a $1,000 fee, I might not like it. But it's $40,000, so the percentage is low.
So that's,
but if you're getting you're getting a used car for $8,000, and they want to tack on $1,000, that ain't right.
No,
that just ain't right. Deal with it appropriately, my friends. Talk with your cash. Talk with your money. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, we'll have a chit-chat with our friend, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, coming up in about 35 minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.